Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a stunning tailwag of events, the Haihao Council, HHC, has unleashed a new directive that's got the fur flying in every park and pavement, the total elimination of leashes in designated free pause zones. This bold move comes amidst a grumbling of growls in our Shiba society following the recent Leash Laws Revisited, Shiba's Call for Bark Back episode, with dogged individuals raising their paws for liberty while the sticklers for safety barked up the tree for tradition. Let's sniff around the details. The new ordinance, announced with much pomp and positivity, paints a picture of Shiba Inu rendezvous spots transforming into havens of hound happiness. Picture this. Our four-legged friends romping through the meadows, their fur billowing like banners of freedom, unencumbered by the human's hold. It's the utopia every free-spirited Shiba has barked for, or is it? Immediately, the unleashed law has split opinions faster than a Shiba escaping bath time. Advocates, rushing forward like they've just heard the kibble bag crinkle, have labelled the initiative a pausative adjustment to the outdated leash laws, barking about autonomy and the sophisticated nose of a Shiba to navigate social settings without the tug of human intervention. They argue, with tails held high, that advanced training and the use of personal pup space, PPS, technology, to prevent doggy disputes are all the safety net needed. On the other side of the fence, critics are howling with disbelief. The more conservative tailwaggers caution about the potential for chaos, suggesting that even the most well-behaved Shiba might suffer a squirrel-inspired lapse of judgment, now and then. They whisper tales of pups caught in the frenzy of freedom, indulging in unsanctioned sniffathons, and the nefarious figures on 2 feet exploiting these zones for less than noble purposes. Between the barks and bites of this debate, what's at stake is more than just leashes. It's the portrait of our culture. It seems the question hanging on every whisker twitcher's minds is this: how much freedom is too much freedom? At the heart of the doghouse lies the theme of balance between the safety that leashes provide and the exhilarating taste of independence that comes from tossing them aside. As our society ponders over the new leashless legislation, hilariously captured by the latest meme depicting the Statue of Liberty as a proud Shiba holding a chewed-up leash aloft, we're compelled to ponder the philosophical chew toy of freedom. Even as the HHC persists with their plan, we're forced to wonder about the future of our orderly parks and well-groomed walkways. With humor-infused exasperation, some Shibas cock a brow and mutter a sarcastic, "Oh sure, and let the cats roam leashless too." A speculative jest that serves as a humorous sidebar but adds comic fuel to the fiery conversation. As we stand on the precipice of this new leashless era, the digital kennel is swarming with doggos tapping away their opinions on Bonebook and Instabark. For now, we watch as the leashless laboratories open their gates. All eyes are pooched on these free pause zones to see whether the dreams of unfettered frolics outweigh the potentially rough implications. Will they indeed prove to be the promised lands of boundless barks and tail chasing, or will they descend into a tooth and nail tangle that beckons a return to the leashed order? In the coming months, we shall see whether the HHC's decision to let sleeping dogs lie in the world of regulation is a stroke of genius or a barked up tree. The leash may have loosened, but the debate remains as tightly wound as ever, a selection of chew toys for the mind incessantly gnawed by citizens on all sides of the spectrum.